President Cyril Ramaphosa delivered the State of the Nation address on Thursday last week. Political parties are debating the address on Monday. The DA's Johnston Hazen said while the president did the right thing by copying the DA manifesto in his address, he should have said what he has done so far. Steynhuisen says Ramaphosa chooses to be a weak president and keep the ANC together rather than putting the country first.
Clearly, Mr. President, you know what I'm saying is true. You know that your cabinet cannot be trusted to get things done. You effectively admitted that by now setting up a parallel state in your own presidency. Your appointments like Sipho Nkosi, Mavuso Mzimang and Daniel Mminele to do the job of your cabinet says it all. In a functional democracy, you would have fired most of your cabinet a long time ago. But we all know why you haven't. We've seen the video where, without a hint of shame, you tell the room that you would rather be seen as a weak president than split the ANC, because that is not your mission. Your mission is to keep the ANC united. In other words, you see your job as holding together this ragtag mob of crooks and freeloaders, even if that means the destruction of our country.
Steynhuisen has a list of cabinet ministers who should be fired.
Why else would Minister Bekele still have a job in your cabinet after the spectacular failure of the SAPs to protect people's lives and property during the riots of last year? Over 300 people lost their lives. You should hold him accountable, but you don't. Why does Minister Ayanda Dlodlo still have a job in your cabinet? As Minister of State Security, the lack of state intelligence during and preceding the July riots fell squarely on her shoulders. You should hold her accountable, but instead you simply redeployed her to public service and administration, while the third person responsible for July's chaos, the Defence Minister, found herself redeployed as the Speaker in this House. Why does Minister Lindiwe Sisulu still have a job as Tourism Minister? Over the past 28 years, she's left a trail of mediocrity across five different departments. And if that wasn't enough to get rid of her, surely, her despicable attack on the judiciary and our constitution was. Why does Minister Gwede Mantashe still have a job as Energy Minister? We've now entered our 14th year of load shedding. There are children at high school who've never known a life without blackouts. You can't speak to the world about green energy and fixing our electricity crisis while Mr. Cole can't see beyond fossil fuels. Will you hold him accountable for dragging our country back into the dark ages? Of course not. Why does Minister Patricia de Lille still have a job with Public Works? If the Bakebridge border fence fiasco wasn't enough reason to sack her, then surely the fact that our parliament burnt down on her watch should be. Why does Minister Angie Motshekga still serve as our education minister? She's had the same job for 13 years now. During this time, almost 6 million children have dropped out of school. Forget about the pass rate that she crows about every single year. It means nothing when half of the children in our country do not sit down to write their exams. If our widening inequality is as important as you try to make it sound, that is where you should start looking. Why does Minister Stella Ndebeni Abrahams still have a job as Minister of Small Business Development? Her transgressions in her previous role as the Communications Minister and her flouting of lockdown regulations were already enough to fire her. So why promote her to this crucial portfolio, only then to appoint an outsider to come in and do her job? Why does Minister Lindiwe Zulu still have a job in your cabinet? Surely, when you saw her spraying people with a water cannon for the crime of waiting in a queue to collect a SASSA grant, there should have been no doubt that she's not suitable for the job. But there she is, still your Minister of Social Development. Seems like her and Minister Mbalula, just like every other deadbeat minister, are simply unfireable. And finally, why does Minister Ibrahim Patel still serve in your cabinet, if indeed you believe, as you said last week, that the private sector and not government should be creating jobs? Why put a sworn communist in charge of trade and industry?
He says he is ready to help the president fire his cabinet.
Here's what's going to happen, Mr. President. Because you've shown that you're a president of talk and not a president of action, We are going to make it easier for you. Today, I've tabled a motion of no confidence, not in you, but in your whole cabinet, in terms of Section 102(1) of the Constitution. If it's not possible for you to do right by the people of South Africa, then we're going to take the burden off your hands and let this House fire them for you.
The debate continues for Times Live Podcast. I'm Bulelani Nonyukela.